The city of Newport owns the right-of-way for the pipe that transports wastewater from the Georgia-Pacific mill in Toledo. That lease is up for renewal, and as part of the evaluation process, the city commissioned OSU to survey marine life around the outfall point off Nye Beach. OSU Fisheries and Wildlife Professor Scott Appel co-authored the study, testing bottom fish, snails, mollusks, Dungeness crabs, and shrimp from several different locations on the Newport coast.
In addition to looking at what potentially might be coming out of the effluent plant, we were also looking more broadly at what else might be actually out there in the environment.
They screened for about 140 different substances and found nothing much. None that exceeded FDA levels for human consumption. And what elevated levels they did find, for example, mussels in several locations with higher than expected arsenic readings, cannot be directly linked to the Georgia-Pacific effluent.
I think the takeaway from our study is that it's reassuringly boring, that at least for concern of people in the waters around Nye Beach, it doesn't appear that Georgia-Pacific is having any undue influence in any way that we were able to detect.
Appel says continued monitoring is the appropriate approach going forward. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns.